The internees carried on with no idea how long their life in the camp would continue until one day in August.
Oh, I will never forget August 17, 1945. The heat was horrendous. The teachers were starting up school again that day, but I was sick. I had had dysentery, and I heard the sound of an aeroplane flying over the treetops, and I said, it can't be an aeroplane. But I looked out of the barracks window, and here was a B-24 bomber with the American star on the belly or the wings of the plane. And as I watched, parachutes began dropping out of the belly of this plane, and it was instant cure for my diarrhea. I had never seen parachutes before, but I knew it must be the liberators that had come. And I said, I will rush to the barrier gates and be the first person there out of 1,500 prisoners. I will be the first at the gates to recognize and welcome these heroes. And when I got there, 1,499 prisoners got there ahead of me. They were hysterical with joy. They were weeping, dancing, screaming, waving at the sky, pounding on the ground with their fists, dancing. Men were ripping off their shirts and waving at this B-24 that kept circling and dropping parachutes of supplies. And the men of the camp and the boys just burst out of the gate, past armed guards, out into the fields. And here they picked up these American gods, six American gods and a Chinese interpreter with them, and began carrying them in on a bony platform of shoulders toward the gates of the camp. And when they got to the gates, bless my soul, the Salvation Army Band was playing a victory medley of four national anthems they had been practicing for years. I will never forget August 17, 1945. Forever, I will call it Liberation Day.
And Mary, you did something rather marvellous many years later, didn't you? Because you tracked down some of those soldiers who had liberated the camp.
I did. I went on a national search, and it took me a year, but I found all six of the American heroes that liberated the camp, and then went on a pilgrimage to visit each one to say thank you to them face to face, and then kept in touch with them all, and each one has passed except one remains. And I went out to Nebraska recently, flew to the middle of America's heartlands to celebrate his 90th birthday with him.